spanning sea throughout the solar system and extending to interstellar regions beyond. This is the Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be all around this gorgeous planet. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing something else, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate that. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. You know, because of that, we publish the K-Files. Now, we have new listeners every night. I am aware of the fact that I announce this almost every night, virtually every night. But every single day, we have new listeners. They are not aware of this, and so we need to inform them so they will be aware like you. We publish the K-Files. It's our free newsletter, and we've been publishing that since 2000. When I started the show, and we have people subscribed right now who subscribed back then, and that I think says something pretty big for the K-Files. It says it's a good publication, and most people that subscribe stay with us forever, but you can, if you decide that you no longer want the K-Files, well, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. But in order to subscribe, it's real, real easy, all right? Just scoot over to my website, which is kevinsmithshow.com, kevinsmithshow.com. So you get over there, and right in the middle of your screen, you're going to see, in big letters, the word K-Files. Click that. It asks you for your email address, so put your email address in there and click Submit. After you do that, you're automatically and immediately going to get an email at that address that you just entered. It has a link in it for you to activate your subscription. You have to click that link or you're not subscribed, okay? So it's a two-step process. We do that to make sure that we don't spam anybody. But the whole process, you can do it in a matter of a minute at the maximum, a minute. Like I said, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to, but I bet you stay with us forever. Several years ago, I met my guest this evening. And I think when I first met him, it was via email, and then telephone, and then he was a guest on the show, and then we met in person, and we became friends. It's been a long time, though, since he has been on the show with me. And I am delighted that he's back with us tonight, Ed Grimsley. He's going to join us on the other side of the break. Ed Grimsley is the night vision guy. He's the guy that taught everybody, you know what, if you look at the skies through night vision equipment, you're going to see a whole lot of UFO activity. Virtually every night, if there's no cloud cover, virtually every night, you're going to see a lot of UFO activity way, way, way up there. And he introduced that to the world. He also gave me the privilege of speaking at a conference that he sponsored or that he hosted over in Sedona, Arizona. So we became good friends, good buddies, and it's good to have him back with us tonight. We will return right after this break, so don't go away, okay?
All of the music used here at the Kevin Smith Show is from independent artists. Most of it from independent artists at musicalley.com. Go over to musicalley.com. Check out thousands of artists and thousands of great independent tunes. Musicalley.com.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And as I said at the top of the show, my guest this evening is Ed Grimsley. And Ed has been a guest here on the Kevin Smith Show a number of times. And we've talked about, and in fact, I've shown some of his video and some of the still shots on the show. And we've talked about night vision rather extensively. It's been a long time, and there have been some new developments, and so it is a delight to be able to welcome Ed back to the show. Ed, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
Oh, thank you very much. You hearing me okay?
Yeah, I can't tell if you've got your mic plugged in or if you're talking to the mic in the computer, but we can hear you.
Okay. It's a great pleasure to be. I'm getting a lot of feedback. I don't know.
That's your volume controls. And you can fix those while we talk.
Okay.
All right. Let me say something about why it's been a long time. I don't know. I don't know. There's been no falling out between me and Ed. He just got busy in some directions, and I got busy in some other directions. But you're back with us tonight, and I'm glad. You know, as a matter of fact, folks may remember, we did a show live from my studio in Phoenix. You came and stayed at my place a couple of nights, and while you were there, we did a live show from the studio in Phoenix. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. It was a great experience. Some of the people that I had visiting you said that they was extremely glad to meet you because they'd listened to you a few times, and they really enjoyed us making the show and their being there.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good experience, and it was a little hot there, but...
a little? My soul. That's like the northern suburbs of hell.
I thought 115 was supposed to be when you put something in the oven and got it ready.
Yeah.
So,
you should have been there the day it was 122.
No, I shouldn't have been.
that was an experience, Ed. I got to tell you, that was really an experience. They closed the airport because the tarmac got too soft to land planes on. And so they had to close the airport. It was too hot.
Yeah, I would know about that because I've paved a lot of airports in my day, private and all that.
And I went out that day and bought a car. And I was test driving cars, and I had to put on gloves because the steering wheel would burn your hands.
So it was, the steering wheel is so hot.
Yeah. You are still doing the Sky Watches, I presume.
Yeah, I'm still doing it. In fact, I've been doing things where I've gone out on cruise ships, and Richard Hoagland and I have been out and on conferences and showing people about the UFOs and how they fly and that. There's some great experiences out in the ocean like that too, because we've had five large crafts come way up high over the ship and dropping down towards Earth and coming out and going to the ocean. And what an experience. And when you got 40 people there seeing on a TV what we're producing, there's a lot of noises, and it's like the holy this, oh wow, damn, and things that you don't say on the Kevin Smith Show, so I won't, but I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
Everybody that saw that says, my God, man, you're not crazy, you're telling the truth. And I said, well, I'd rather be a little bit crazy and tell the truth and get a few people to understand and realize what the real truth is, because they don't hear it from the government and the rest of the world. I prefer a little crazy over really stupid.
Well, you know, that conference that you had me speak at in Sedona,
yeah.
And you did a sky watch there. That was my first sky watch. And, I heard comments like that. I've talked about this on the show. First of all, you can see these UFOs without the night vision. you can merely see them better with the night vision. But if you watch the sky, you'll see things move and change directions, and satellites don't do that. So you know, and I'm standing there watching the sky with my naked eyes and seeing these things move up there, and they're really, really high. They've got to be either right at the edge of space or way on out in space. I mean, they're really high, but you can see them. And other people, you were passing the night vision equipment around so people could see it. I think you had four or five night vision goggles there.
Yeah, and, there were seven.
How many?
Seven.
Seven, yeah, well. And you were passing them around the crowd, and, you know, I heard all the expressions from people, you know, as you said, holy manure, yeah. You know, and would you look at that? Oh, my God. I heard the guy behind me. Oh, my God, look at that. So I turned around to see which direction he was looking, and I followed up that angle, and I could see it with the naked eye, and it was a big one. But people are astounded when they say, well, I use the night vision equipment then after a little bit, you know, and I saw them through that too. And it is astounding that people are just really flabbergasted when they see it for the first time.
Yeah, you just can't imagine how many stars are out there. It's like there's almost not an empty space when you look through the goggles. And original night vision, that was called Starlight. And I guess that's a good reason for it. But one of the experiences I had is after doing a show, yours, and teaching George Norrie and tell me how to do it. Got to teach you, and then people from Red Eyes and just numerous radio shows around the world have met up with me, and I did a lecture in Amsterdam and on conspiracy stuff, and I had about 70 people out there watching, and the people there were just amazed too. In fact, there was people over there that bought goggles from me and got shipped goggles, and there's certain types you can ship and do, and there's kinds that you can't. Mm-hmm. Ship it out of the country because of the technology laws. But that's all a crock, because some of those other countries now have as good and better technology as us. The things that we saw over there, it was amazing. And we had one thing that looked like a bomb burst. We had one big craft coming into this area, and we're watching it. And I told the people, I says, there's several objects right up there that it's not the right light. They're reflecting back, and there's some kind of artificial, like, craft or standing still vehicles. And people kind of says, well, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's a little crazy, but we don't, you know, we'll listen. And it wasn't but a moment or two. This big one came across, and it was heading right through that group of stars and area. And all of a sudden, those things that started to be, that looked like they were stars and planned to be stars, started moving, and they moved in all directions. And they were in a cluster of about seven, and they just started taking off in all directions and flying away. And in turn, you could see there were craft. And they were turning and moving and sweeping away. Mm-hmm. And this big one that came through, they didn't want anything to do with it, or they wasn't going to get within targeting range. And people in the crowd and the groups saw that, and they go, oh my God, this is so unbelievable. Uh-huh. If we didn't see it with our own eyes, we wouldn't believe it. So when I tell that to people, and then they get a chance to see it and prove it, then I'm proud of what I've done and the work, because for about 20 years or so, I've been, hang on one second. Hey guys, will you close the door, please?
I'll tell you one thing that'll cut your noise down. If you plug your microphone in instead of using the one on the computer.
I've got the microphone plugged in.
Okay.
And I'm listening to you through the earphones. Can you see me?
Yes, go ahead with what you're saying.
Microphone? So anyway, when they saw that, Nat, people that I went to see, I think I sold like 4 pair of goggles that I had for shipping over. It's a great experience to tell people the truth and wake them up. But it's also a problem that you can't wake the whole world up. And a lot of them don't have a clue what's going on. And they don't know anything about what took place in our planet and how Alexander the Great saw battles going on above his head. And then later in 1561, Nuremberg, Germany, the whole town reported it and talked about it and even printed up about it. And in 1961, Ed Grimsley saw it in a hunting camp and woke everybody up and yelled at people in the camps next. And I had a large number of people watching with their bare eyes. And I was 16 years old, and my dad watched for a while. After about an hour and a half, he says, "Well, I'm going to go back to bed. We got to go in and get supplies to Reno in the morning. You're going with me." I says, "Good, I'll sleep on the way." And I stayed up and watched all night. And I counted over 45 craft get blown up. And battles head on, circular. It's just the way they moved and their battle patterns. It was like having a Star Wars film going on. And it was a very dark night with bright stars and clear atmosphere, and was able to see it with a naked eye. And when things got later on, I wanted to be able to see it again and felt it was still going on. And about 20-something years ago, I bought a pair of good night vision goggles at a gun show. And the first night, I went out and took them out and was looking over Donner Pass in the Sierras where the Donner Party got stranded. And here came two up there chasing and battling. And I said, "My God, they're still fighting." And I don't think that they've just started to fight recently. I think it's been thousands or maybe even millions of years. In fact, possibly the Mars looks the way it is and other planets is because there's been a religious war, or there's been aliens against certain type of aliens. And the conclusion that I've came to after all these years of watching this stuff and watching it increase and back and forth, we may possibly be protected, and others are trying to get to us, or those that are in control of it is trying to keep others from interference and taking over their control. And so mankind, I think, is being protected, but I think we're also in danger. And I know of people that have had experiences with aliens and things that is pretty much unbelievable. And Dr. Roger Lear and I talk a lot, and the things that he finds on implants and bodies and then mind control going on. And it's like we're being definitely secrets. Truth is being hidden from us. And that's why I sell the night vision goggles now, and to try to give people a good deal. And we're putting better models together to meet my sky watching needs.
So we've got a couple of minutes here until we have to take a break. Let me interject something about sky watching that especially folks that are new to all of this need to know. If you live in a major metropolitan area, you're going to be able to find somebody there that does night vision sky watches. Well, what you need to know is it all started with this guy right here. This is where it started. Now, some of the other night vision groups, not all of them, but some of the other night vision groups actually kind of, in a way, stole that from him. Signed an agreement with him to for him to do the sky watches and for them, and they would, you know, kind of host it. And instead, they got night vision goggles and started doing the sky watches themselves after they saw what he did for one or two sky watches. Not very reputable, but nevertheless, that kind of thing happens. And really, especially in our genre, that sort of thing happens. But now there's a proliferation of Skywatch groups. And what you need to understand, no matter who they are, no matter where they are, it started right here with this guy. This is the first one to do the night vision Skywatches and show people the UFOs that are there. Ed, we have to step away for a break. When we come back, I want to address what I consider to be some of the nonsense that I still hear and see, like on YouTube, or I'll see it in forums or comments that are posted somewhere. And I still hear and see this nonsense, and I want to address it. We'll be back right after this.
Push you harder. till you've got nowhere to run. You're staring down a loaded gun, and it's a long way down. When you start to fall, there ain't no turning back. It's a long way down. World out there, yo. It's gonna try to get you down at every turn.
You don't know why.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening, Ed Grimsley. And Ed, I said when we stepped away for break, I said, I want to talk about some of the nonsense that I still see pop up. Not infrequently. It still pops up fairly frequently. And that
well,
is...
The enemy's choosing their grounds, and they don't fess up, and they just come at me, and...
Well, let's be specific. They'll say things like... They say things like, well, that's just birds. You know, that he's confusing with UFOs, or that's insects, or that's just an airplane, or that's a satellite. And folks, you know, let me tell you, a lot of people will read that and they'll buy that because it's comfortable for them without ever going outside and just freaking looking up at nighttime. If you go out there and watch the sky with or without night vision, you are going to see very high flying UFOs. Yes, you're going to see satellites. You'll see birds. You'll see insects. I don't know, maybe you'll see the moon goat, but a satellite goes straight across. It doesn't go across, change directions, doesn't change speeds. It just goes across the sky. You'll see that. You'll see the International Space Station. It's doing the same thing. Just go across the sky, that's all. And then you'll see something moving faster than anything else you've seen cross the sky and just come to an instant stop. Or moving across the sky faster than anything else you've seen and change directions. You'll see formations of them. But that nonsense still gets put out there, Ed.
And it's nonsense, and some people believe it because they don't want to recognize the truth. And I think some of us sponsored by the government who's been lying to you all the time, so they got to tell you that I'm crazy so that they can keep you dumb. And believe me, dumb is not a good place to be.
No, and it really, folks, is just as easy as what I described. Just go outside and look up and just watch the sky, and you'll see things up there moving, lots of them, sometimes a whole lot of them, but you'll see things moving that are moving in ways that satellites don't move. Way too high to be airplanes. And they're certainly not birds, and they're not insects. But I still see that stuff. And what's disturbing to me is knowing that there are people that read it and go, oh, yeah, okay, and just believe it.
That Ed Grimsley is really stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I was listened to on a radio show by some soldiers in Iraq, and one of them got an email through to me and communicated, and so I told them how to go out, lay on their back in the sand, take their night visions, and get together, and when to look, and how to do it, and he basically said they were going to give it a try in a couple of days, and he'd get back to me. when he had 60 guys out there that were military soldiers, and they were laying on their back in the sand looking up, and they saw so many things and so much that some of them were laughing, some of them were crying, or saying, God, this is so real, unbelievable. They're chasing each other, they do this, they circle sometimes, they're firing beams, they're doing all this thing that Ed Grimsley says they do. My God, so one guy says to his commander the next day, Commander, we heard about this Ed Grimsley, and we emailed him and talked to him, and he told us how to do it. And 60 of us went out, we laid on our back, and we watched, and this is what we saw, this is what we did, this and that. The commander got red-faced and cussed him out real good and told him, don't you ever do that again. And I don't care what Ed Grimsley says. I've heard about him and don't believe anything he's saying. And the guy says, but sir, we 60 of us saw us with our own eyes. Don't you guys ever look up again like that. Don't use your equipment. That's not the way it's meant to be used. And if you do it again, I'm taking you down, and you better not talk about this. Later, when he got out of the military, he came out, visited, and did a sky watch with me. And he says, my God, why doesn't the world want to know about this? I says, the world wants to know about it, but part of the world wants to keep it from you. If they can keep you in the dark and keep you in stupidness, then they can control you. You'll go out and fight their battles, you'll do what they want, and they can take us over and do to us as they wish, because we don't know any better. And
you know,
definitely agreed, and that was it.
It's an astounding thing how truly fully ignorant of basic information so many people are. Today, I talked with someone in a business, a lady that worked in the business. I mentioned Janet Napolitano, just in a joking way, and there was this blank look on her face, and I said, you know who Janet Napolitano is? And she says, no. I said, she's head of the Department of Homeland Security. She had this blank look still on her face. I said, you've heard of the Department of Homeland Security, yeah? No. And I'm thinking, my God, you know, the Department of Homeland Security has taken over America, and she doesn't even know who this is. And the sad thing is, she's not alone. I would say that very likely the majority of the population in America is in her camp.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you come to UFOs flying the skies every night, they really don't know about it.
There's so many ignorant people that think I'm crazy when I talk to them or tell them, and they don't realize that they're the ones for crazy, for not knowing the truth, not understanding it, not looking into it. Well, they don't want to know. They're afraid. Give me a paycheck, I'll get my rent paid, and I'll be happy as long as I got food. And they don't know that there's a great big conspiracy to take us all over. They don't know about hybrid programs, crossing aliens with humans, crossing sheep with humans, getting human DNA, the humanzi, which is a chimpanzee crossed with a human, and to build them up and make them warriors, put DNA in them, maybe even make it for more parts, and they're 8 times the strength of a human being. They can hand-to-hand you and rip you apart. And people don't know what's going on. They have no clues. Mm-hmm. And people want to start paying more attention to Jesse Ventura and his conspiracy work. And, you know, I can't force these people to do it. I go out, I spend money that I have, to try to get people the truth, show up to conferences, do things, take groups of people at conferences out for free, and if somebody tries to steal your goggles when you're there doing something, then tell them the truth and being free.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, at that conference that I spoke at, didn't somebody steal some goggles from you at that conference?
Yeah, that was a bad day.
Yeah, it was a bad day, but
I only lost one pair at that conference, and later I lost 7 pair from the location. And my film, my disc, 2 cameras, and 7 pair of night visions disappeared. And it pretty well broke me and closed me down. And I think it was a Black Ops project.
You never got any of that back, huh?
No.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get loans and borrow money, and got a couple people going to try to raise some money. I'm down to 1 pair now. I got a small second pair. And the factory that I deal with is going to work with me to try to get me going up and doing more. And I got some people that want to invest in me, but they want to own 51% and tell me what to do. And well, that doesn't fly very good because I'm an eagle and I don't want to hang out with buzzards.
Well, so, I'll tell you, I've faced the exact same kind of offer a number of times. And you know, had I taken the offer, I would have immediately been financially better off, a lot better off. But I bet you know, I'm in the 14th year of broadcasting this show, and I bet we'd have never made it to this 14th year if I had taken one of those deals. You know, because once they own you, then they own you, and they can control the content, then control what you say, and so it's pretty tough. It is.
Well,
but you still have the 1 pair. Are you still doing some small sky watches with that?
I have 1 pair of goggles and 1 pair of single piece, so it gives you enough to spot and hand the other ones around. And then I have some people that I've sold some to and helped them and taught them how to do sky watching. And if I get a few people that are wanting to come in, I call this man and wife, and they'll come up to Calistoga, about a 60-mile drive, and they'll bring their goggles and help and share. And they usually see things that help them and learn more. And Bob Oliver's got a pair. He's about 130 miles away, and sometimes we try to meet up and do some work. And I got a friend. He's a friend now. His name is Chris Barnes, and he's down in Florida. And he bought 1 pair. And I told him, "Your wife and you're going to share these?" He says, "Yeah." And I said, "You'll be back." A week later, called up and says, "Send me another pair right away. My wife does not want to share the goggles with me because when she's seeing UFOs and craft turning and twisting, she doesn't want to set them down." And so we are not made to fight. We're going to get along and we're going to get another pair. So immediately he wired me money and I wired him goggles. And they went out and took their 2 pair out to a lake area in Florida. And here it is, saturated out there in that area with craft that are way up in the air. And some of the, I've seen them before. I knew about them, but I didn't tell anybody about them because I'm trying to.
Okay, well, don't tell us just yet about them because we're about to step away for a break. I know what you're about to tell us. So let's just be on the edge of our seats here, and we'll get you to tell us all about what it is that they saw that you have seen as well when we come back from this break. All right, folks, we will return in just a moment, and we will continue talking with Ed Grimsley. And we're talking about seeing UFOs virtually every night. We'll be back. Back. You're listening to The Kevin Smith Show. This is The Kevin Smith, and we're talking this evening with Ed Grimsley. So, Ed, you were telling us about the guy in Florida, bought a pair of goggles and night vision goggles, and then he contacted you a week later and said, I got to have another pair because my wife doesn't want to share them. And yeah. So they go out to this lake, and what is it they see?
Well, the first time he saw some nice sized craft flying up high, stopping, restarting, turning and flying away in different directions and that, and then suddenly here come the big pyramids, and they're big pyramids. They're probably 300 to 500 feet high.
So we're not talking about triangles. We're talking about pyramids.
No, we're talking about something shaped like a pyramid.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a golden glow look to it. And it will stop in space or down closer and sit there, and then it will start dropping smaller craft out as if they were giant beach balls or basketballs or something the size of a Mini Cooper or a little Volkswagen Bug. And they'll come out and they'll kind of zoom around, and they like bees around a hive, and they intermix and pass each other, this and that, up and around, and they end up flying off. And when they fly off, they zoom off in one direction, another, and another, and it's like they're scouts. And they take off, and a little while later, they'll come back in 8-10 minutes.
Now, have you yourself, have you seen these pyramid craft?
Yes.
Through night vision?
Yeah. Never to my eyesight, but through night vision I have. And I've seen it in Europe. And I saw it in Florida. And I've also seen it close to it in Amsterdam area. You know, you can tell people you got UFOs out there and that, but if you try to tell the world, hey, there's pyramids floating around out there and dropping little ones off, then they write more articles about that. I'm seeing birds that are shaped like pyramids, and that I can't tell the Egyptians from something, you know. So I don't tell people much about the different things I see, only that I see things, but I find that by sharing more with them, the more people share it back. And Chris Barnes from Florida is seeing these things several times, and he's doing some great video work. And I would like to get you and him to talk sometime on the show.
Well, you know, we're going to open the telephone line here in the next hour, and maybe he'll call in.
He might, but he's out and about doing some other things for a few days.
I see.
So he may not have gotten my message.
All right.
But I told him you were a nice guy, and it wouldn't be that bad to talk to you.
And did you feel embarrassed after that for lying to the guy and telling him I was
you were a nice guy?
Yeah.
No, because the government lies to us all the time. So
that's like, you know, when you were talking about how
lie about Kevin Smith, it wouldn't be that bad.
Well, you know, when you were talking about, you know, people accusing you of being insane and all of that, I almost said, and I didn't, but I'll say it now, but Ed, you are.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah. As you said, that's better than being stupid, isn't it?
Sing of what our government can try to do.
All right. These pyramids, you know, in the UFO community, there are people who have bought the idea that, and you know, unfortunately, I have the wrong screen up. It's got our telephone number on it, and it should not. But anyway. So the phone lines are not open yet, folks. In the UFO community, there are people who have bought the night vision UFO thing. They've bought into it. They've said, yep, it's real. However, when you start talking about pyramids, the camp splits. You know, I checked this out on two different forums this afternoon. The camp splits there, and there are people that, yep, it's real, and, you know, of course, in that number, there are people who say, well, I've never seen it, but why would Grimsley lie about it, or why would this other guy lie about it, that guy? You know, and then on the other side of the fence, you have people doing exactly the same thing to the idea of these pyramids, pyramid UFOs, doing exactly the same thing to that that mainstream media does to UFOs in general. And they'll say, well, that's a bit far-fetched. Now, my question is this. If there's just even one UFO that comes to Earth in the whole history of this planet, and it has a crew on it, or it's got alien beings in it, just one that gets here in the whole history of this planet, you got to say at that point, absolutely nothing is far-fetched, because they just did what we cannot do. We, at this point, we can't even go to the space station. We don't have a car to drive. We don't have a spaceship to take us there. We're not going back to the moon. We've chickened out of that. And so these aliens, if there's just one spaceship, if you admit just one alien spacecraft, then you are admitting that anything is possible.
Anything is possible, and it's happening every day, and you're not being told about it because it's being hidden, because they can't give you the real truth. If they give you the real truth, it'll show up that they've been lying to us for too long and spending our money to do that, and they're not going to want to do that. And that's why people that are trying to say, well, the disclosure products and this and that and whatever. You know, I've shown for real footage of real UFOs, no games, no plane. I've filmed them. We've put them on our movie. We've put them over documentations and on YouTube. And they're for real. And people still want to say, oh, well, probably a bug, probably a bird or bat.
Yeah, well, or it's computer generated.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sitting there with 50 people at a Tesla convention in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, and we're filming one camera and about six pair of night vision goggles, and very well-known people are around, people like Brooks Agnew, people like Robin Falco, and these people are amongst the group, and they're right there. There's no games, there's no nothing. There's a night pair of night goggles and a camera hooked up, and we're searching and we're finding it. And a large mothership pulls up and stops about 200 miles above us. I'm getting the man's attention. Look, here, film it. They're probably going to dump some out. And he gets on it, and he sees the ones coming out, and he's filmed them coming out. 2, 2, 2, 2, 1. There was 8 in all, but the last one didn't get launched out. And it shows him later, and he's speeding up to go catch up with the other ones. And it shows a moth fly across, totally different. It shows these craft moving along. They're moving into positions, getting their formation up. And there's 7 UFOs. And people saying, oh, that's not real. It's not real. Well, basically, how the hell did we film it if it wasn't real? And we did it in front of probably 30 to maybe 40 people at the smallest amount that was all around a swimming pool at a hotel. Well, we were doing this to show people for demonstrations.
And yeah, it would be pretty much impossible to fake that. You've got way, way too many witnesses that saw it happen. All right, we have to step away for a break. Now, when we come back from the break, I will open the phone lines, okay? The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. We will be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. For those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm delighted you're here. My sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from the first hour. And my best wishes, hopes, prayers, and dreams that you never suffer that tragedy again. My guest this evening is none other than Ed Grimsley. And Ed has been talking with us about night vision and UFOs. It's been a long time since Ed's been with us, and tonight he's given us some additional information, updated information, information about pyramid-shaped motherships, big ones. And Ed, I'm going to go ahead and open the telephone line. And you and I will continue to talk, but we'll pause and take calls as they come in. 623-444-5889. We invite you to join this conversation. Now, we have people listening to the show who have, they listen to the show all the time and have never, ever, ever yet called us. And this would be a good night for you to do that. We want to hear from first-time callers as well as regular callers. I don't bite, and sometimes people, Ed, will say, "Well, I wanted to call, but I was so scared to call you." I put my britches on just like everybody else, and I don't bite. You talk to your mama on the telephone, right? Just call me mama. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Chris from Winter Haven, Florida.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good. Folks, this is the man that Ed just told us about. So, Chris, tell us about what's up with the pyramid UFOs.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, Kevin, I'm a longtime listener of your show, and this is the first time I ever called in. But I got Ed's message earlier. I was actually in the backyard with my night vision goggles when my wife mentioned that my Skype number was ringing, so I had to come back and check it.
Well, I'm glad. You're a first-time caller. I'm glad you've called. And would you let everybody know that I bite?
From what I've heard, that isn't true.
Okay.
Well, basically, I heard what Ed was saying earlier about the pyramid-shaped UFOs. I was actually out there that night with my father. That was his first time with me. Uh-huh. But what he said was true. I saw two craft come in. We could actually see them without the goggles when they first were flying across the sky, and they were going at a pretty good speed. They ended up stopping in midair and had a light orange glow to them, and I had the two pairs of goggles with me, of course. My father and I were both looking at the sky and saw these things stop, and we almost couldn't believe it. So I ended up grabbing my 5X scope that goes on the end of the goggles and zoomed in on this one craft that was, you know, to the left of the other one. They were exactly the same, triangle shape on the bottom, but I could see that they went up to kind of a pyramid shape. I couldn't see the top of the craft, but the way they were aiming, I could definitely see they were pyramidal in shape. The light that was glowing off of them wasn't a single light. It was actually an orange light at the bottom of each corner of the bottom of the pyramid. And as we're sitting there watching them, just hovering, I saw something shoot out of the bottom of the one on the left. And I turned to my father and I was like, "Did you just see that happen?" He's like, "No, I didn't see it." I'm like, "Keep watching because I think something's fixing to happen." And right as I said that, the one on the right shot something out of the bottom. And this repeated four or five times. And they weren't just dropping out like, you know, a flare would be dropped. They were shooting out at high speed and stopping halfway between where the craft was located in the air and the ground. Uh-huh. So we ended up looking closer. I kept zooming in, and whatever it was dropping, it was smaller, I guess, scout craft, and they lined up in a perfect geometric diamond. I couldn't believe it. I was doing my best to get my phone out of my pocket and try to record through the goggles, but I did not get a very good quality recording of that. anyway, long story short, we watched this for probably 15 or 20 minutes, and as we're watching it, the formation that the smaller craft had made broke apart slowly. Some went left, some went right, and there were probably 20 of these smaller craft flying around, and they did what can only be described as aerial acrobatics. They were going left, right, up and down, doing 90-degree turns, going crazy. Eventually, the larger craft left. They, you know, each one went to the left, one went to the right, and they got really, really bright for about a split second and faded out, so you could not see them at all with your naked eye. You could only see them with the night vision goggles. And as I watched them go away, they both just blinked out of existence.
So, but they left the smaller craft there.
Yes, the scout craft stayed. Over another period of about 10 minutes, they kind of took off and went in different directions. And at that point, I mean, it was kind of close to where we were. And it was kind of, I'll be honest with you, it was kind of spooky. That was my first real experience seeing something like that with the goggles. And where we were at, it was a place called Alturas, Florida, which is pretty remote. There's not a lot of light pollution, which is why I chose that location to go sky watching. And I was like, "I'm kind of ready to go if you're ready, Dad." And he was like, "Yeah, let's go ahead and take off."
All right, so now this... This Alturas, Florida, where is that? Northern Florida?
It's Central Florida.
Central.
It's about 45 minutes from Tampa, about an hour from Orlando.
Okay.
If anybody's familiar with the area, the actual location I was at is a place called Surveyor's Lake in Alturas.
All right, so have you been back out there since then?
Almost every weekend.
And are you still seeing UFOs out there?
Absolutely.
Now, how did you get started with the night vision sky watching?
I'll be honest with you, Kevin. I think it was either your show years ago or somebody else, another radio show that I heard that Ed Grimsley was on. This is years and years ago. And at the time, I couldn't afford night vision goggles, but I was very interested in it. I ended up getting Ed's movie and watching it and was very, very interested. And about, I guess, 3 or 4 months ago, something happened, and Ed Grimsley came up again, and I remembered that about the night vision goggles, and I said, you know what, I'm in a better place now. I can actually afford a pair. So I went ahead and got a pair from Ed after I contacted him, and I've been watching Disguise with them ever since. And when I got my first pair, my wife and I went out just to our backyard, and we kept having to swap the goggles back and forth, and after about 20 minutes of that, she said, you know what, you're going to have to get me my own pair.
So you did, huh? Pair. Yeah. Have you ever done a Skywatch with Ed?
I would love to do that, and I actually haven't had a chance to yet. I thought I was going to be able to a few weeks ago, but something came up and I wasn't able to fly out to where Ed is. But I still hope that happens in the future.
Well, you'll enjoy it because I can tell you, you know, Ed's an old guy, but he's like a kid in a candy store when he's doing a Skywatch.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed, did you have something you wanted to say to Chris?
Yeah. I'm an old guy, but I'm using Kevin as a grandfather figure.
That's useless, Ed. I'm 18. I'm just 18.
That's actually called 81.
If you don't mind, Kevin, I'm actually... Just so your listeners can actually see what I'm seeing, I have been reporting what I'm seeing, and the pyramid event, when I got home that night, I immediately got on the phone with Ed, was like, how can I start recording this stuff, because I gotta catch this on film. Since that happened, I've made a number of recordings, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with Reddit, but I've actually started a subreddit called UFONB, and you can go there by going to reddit.com/r/UFONV, as in UFO night vision. And any of the videos on there that say Winter Haven, Florida or Central Florida are my videos, and I've got some pretty interesting stuff on there.
Okay, good. Well, I'll have to check that out as well. I didn't know you had that, but we'll check that out.
Yeah, I've just recently started doing it.
Cool.
Chris is such an interesting guy and has a lot of knowledge that you may want to consider him as a guest sometime. And there's always room for you to learn, Kevin.
I don't deny that at all. So what about it, Chris? Would you be my guest on the show one night?
Absolutely. Give me a time.
Okay.
I call in?
Yeah, you can call in. When you do, you say, this is Ed, and we're going to both of us say, Ed who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, Special Ed. Programs all over the world.
All right. Chris, thanks for the call, man. Very interesting.
No problem, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Glad you got my message. Thank you, Chris.
All right, 623-444-5889. What about you? I know we've got a lot of folks around the world who are absolutely fascinated with this whole concept of watching the skies through night vision equipment and seeing for themselves UFOs. And Ed, you've seen these UFOs all over the planet.
I've literally traveled all over the world and went to locations and met with people and showed them what's happening. And I get invites all over the world to come to, and people are trying to get money raised up and get me an airplane ticket and get me things. And it really took the wind out of my sails when they stole the goggles, and I'm quite sure that who did it knew that would work.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to raise money and get more goggles and get my feet back.
Yeah. Well, they're not as expensive as they used to be. I mean, you can get good quality stuff cheaper than you used to be able to, but it's still not, it's far from free. What does a good pair of night vision goggles run now?
Well, a real good pair with a hand-picked tube and real quality, the other people are selling them for $32, $34. And I get them for people, and I give them a membership in my Skywatch club so that they can get a discount without making the factories mad. And that's depends on the tube, anywhere from 27 to 25.
Oh, we're talking 100, 2,700 to 2,500.
Yeah, and if you buy something less, you're wasting your money. Very few night vision goggles can show you what you need to see. And it's basically, I've went out, invested, done things, and I've got a factory that assembles the Ed Grimsley UFO goggles, and also the Ed Grimsley the Skywatch goggle. And they're different than your regular military type goggles. They're closer designed to see better in the sky and the coloring. And then when people buy from me, I give them lessons on how to do it and when to look, how to look, and what movement you want to do. And then I teach people another thing to do with their eyes. And I don't tell that out over the TV or anything, but a method of using your eyesight that helps you pick up on them,
okay,
and see them. And it was kind of my technique, and I don't want to give it to all my copycat friends that are wanting to sell goggles and make big money. I want people to see the truth and know the truth, and that's what I'm trying to do.
We have a call on hold we need to take. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Ron from Nebraska.
Hello, Ron.
Yeah, could I relate some experiences that I've had with UFOs? And I don't have night vision, but I just wondered if you had time for that tonight.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I live in central Nebraska. And there was a report, this has been a few years ago, that the police had tracked a UFO the night before. So I went up to where this UFO had been tracked. It was pretty low to the ground, I guess, so went up on a high hill, and I saw some of the same things Ed's been telling about how the UFOs stopped in midair. Several little ones, you know, falling out, moving around, and I've seen quite a few UFOs over my lifetime, though. I guess I'm getting to be an older guy. And I've had some close encounters, and I've never had any, never seen any thing, probably over 150 foot off the ground, but I have seen real close encounters, though.
How close?
Well, one was hovering over the highway. Well, this goes back to when I was a kid. There was one hovering over a highway, and my folks were driving. This was probably about 10:30 in the evening, and they were driving under the thing, and they refused to go under it. I mean, they were scared to death. It was just hovering over the roadway, and the cars had stopped, and finally, we watched it for some time. You could see lights coming from internally in the craft. And we watched it for a few minutes, and then finally my folks said they had to get home. So they drove under it, and we watched it out the rear window of the car for some time, and it just hung there in the sky. But I looked at newspaper reports afterward, and I never seen anything in the newspaper about it, but I'm sure, you know, there were a lot of witnesses to that event.
So, did you have any missing time as a result of that?
Well, I really don't know if we did or not. I was about 16 years old at the time. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if I had any missing time or not, but my folks had a business at the time, and they told me, they said, never tell anybody about this because people think we're crazy and we'll lose our business. So, for years, we never told anybody, but
I'm curious about that. Do you think you really would have lost the business?
Well, I mean, wouldn't have lost the business, but we would have lost business, wouldn't have been people would have thought, you know, they're kind of weird people. They didn't really see anything. They're just pulling our leg. But my brother's seen things like that, too. He's seen a UFO come down in a farmyard at night, and he drove over to the farmyard where it was without lights in his car, and all of a sudden the whole farmyard lit up, and this shot up into the sky, and that was back when he was younger, too.
Well, you know, I would hope, I wish we were past that period of time where there was that prevailing mindset, you know. If I tell anybody it's going to be, you know, it's going to be bad for business, or they're going to think I'm nuts or all that. But it still exists. It does. It still exists.
It really does. You know, I tell people about my experiences all the time, and yet today, and they, you know, just kind of raise their eyebrows and saying, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen UFOs, and I've seen other things. And I was asked one time, I called into a show in Louisiana where they were about halfway reporting a UFO sighting, about halfway reporting it straight, and about halfway tongue-in-cheek. And I had seen, my whole family had seen that UFO that they were reporting. And so they asked people that had seen it to call in. So I did, and the guy said, well, before we get started here, let me ask you, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a deputy sheriff right here. And he said, and you saw this thing? I said, my whole family saw it. And he said, well, were you, like, scared or, you know? I said, why? I mean, it was there. I don't know what it is. It is unidentified, and it's in the sky. That's a UFO. And I said, why would I be scared of that? I just saw it. He said, well, I mean, like, were you like, oh, wow, and oh, my God? And I said, why? I just saw it. It was there. And I said, you know, making fun of people that saw it is ridiculous.
And, yeah, it really is. You know, I would never make anything up like that, but I was, you know, a captain on a fire department here in Nebraska for 39 years, and not trying to pull anybody's leg, but seeing some weird things.
Well, yeah, you know, I used to be a cop, and I worked most of my career, I worked nights, and that was a preference of mine. Well, when you're out there, you see things, and firemen see them, cops see them, you know. And the thing to me that's ridiculous and that's silly is that mindset that, well, if you say you've seen something that I haven't seen, you must be nuts. I mean, that's silly. That's silly. So, hey, man, thanks for the call. Is this your first time to call us?
Pardon?
Is this your first time to call the Kevin Smith
Show? Yeah, it is. I tried to get through before, but the line was always busy. So, yeah, well, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. And don't make it a long time before you call us again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 623-444-5889. Let me remind our international audience that if you wish to join the conversation, and I hope you do, you can either call us or you can use the flash message option on the website. Now, that flash message option only works if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada. If you are inside the USA or inside of Canada, you can send the message, but my system automatically dumps it. It flashes up that I got a deleted message. And so you have to use a telephone if you're inside the USA or inside of Canada. But outside, you can use either one. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Ed, I just want to lend you my support. Keep up the good work, no matter what they say.
Thank you, and if I know the truth, that's all it takes, and if I can get other people, it'll help. I never will be a perfect being, but I try, and I try to tell people the truth and wake them up, because I think we're all in danger of being too sleepy. I think we're asleep at the wheel.
That's the important thing. You keep trying, so just keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brent.
Bye. Yep, goodbye.
623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Some of you are sky watchers. And if you are a sky watcher, you owe the knowledge of that. And I mean, just knowing that that's even something you can do, and the night vision will help you. You owe all of that to this guy. He's the one that started it. And not somebody else, this guy. Everybody else has come along since him and picked up on what he's shown people. Well, this is your opportunity to talk to the great, 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 great granddaddy of night vision sky watching. Caller, can you hang on through the break?
Yes.
All right. We'll be back with Ed Grimsley right after this break, so don't go away.
Nothing more.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, your host, and my guest this evening is Ed Grimsley. We're talking about his work in night vision sky watching. To put it succinctly, watching UFOs above us in the sky, sometimes even doing battle up there. We have a caller on hold, so let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Joni from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. I'm so excited that you've got Mr. Grimsley on tonight. I think it's my good fortune to listen to his stories in more detail. I've caught him a couple of times on other programs, but never in depth like what you're doing with him tonight. Hi, Mr. Grimsley.
How are you doing, young lady?
Oh, pretty good. I have on my bucket list to someday come out and join to watch that, because of all the information over the years that I've read, probably you and what your work is all about is what excites me the most, the fact that you can see that in the sky.
As soon as I get my glasses restocked and get money borrowed and all that, I'm going to be buying a lot of goggles, and I'm going to be inviting people to come here for classes, and I will teach about UFOs, night vision goggles, and what's happening to us, and people will sit down in the classroom, and then we'll go out at night, and it'll be like a 3-4 day program.
That'd
and it'll
be
cheap enough, you'll be able to afford it, and if you're cute, you might even get in for free.
Well, you know, I'm stuck in St. Louis where, you know, we have clear skies about one day of the week, and plus I don't get out in the country much here, so that's one drawback of being here. And I just have a couple quick questions, and I'm going to hang up and let you answer while I'm
on
the phone. What do you think about these contact groups and what they're seeing? And also, have you developed an opinion over the years of what's really going on? Why is this happening in our solar system? And I mean, just a lot of it might be speculation, but I'd be just interested in knowing your opinion on it. And I'll hang up and listen on the phone, on the radio, I mean.
All right. Thanks for
the
call.
Well, first of all, my opinion is that we have had contact for a long, long time. Maybe it's been around for a million of years, I don't know. But we do know that the Earth has been destroyed a number of times, and the evidence are there. And I believe that Earth got replenished, and it got replenished from all over the galaxies and the universe. And I believe we've been brought here to work together, to get along, and to share with one another and gain more knowledge. And I think that some of us are failing badly, and others are probably doing good. And there's a lot of groups about consciousness and awareness and the light, and that's all good too. But, you know, don't expect the light to do the job for you or the energy. You have to apply the proper light and the proper energy from within. And you need to communicate, and you need to send out love and get rid of hate and greed. And until you learn how to do that, you're going to just be like everybody else. And I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be successful. I want to help the world and the animals and the kingdom that we're in. And I do inventions on how to filter air, how to clean the air, how to make automobiles clean the air as they drive. And I'm trying to get programs together to where we can teach medicine of a level in a schools of nursing-like type levels, where in the fifth grade, second grade, fourth grade, you got different things that you learn. And by the time you get through high school, you could start an IV, you could diagnose minor illnesses, and you could help the world and help your parents when they get older, or your brothers or sisters, and give them care.
Okay, and so what about the other question?
Huh?
What about her other question?
I kind of got lost.
Yes. Contact groups, groups that go out and attempt to contact the UFOs. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I touched lightly on it, but not enough. These contact groups, I think a lot of them are very good. And then some of them, I know some of the people and some of the things they're doing. And it's like selling snake oil. And I can't name any one individuals, but you have to look for yourself. There's some real truths and some things going on. And there's also people that are out there to sell you a good deal and get money out of you. And I'm sad about that kind of people, but they're everywhere. And they're not only just in that group. So if you get involved with a contact group, do it with your heart and your mind, not your money, and try to find out what you can. Open eyes, open mind, and don't get sucked into anything, because there's bad things there and there's good things out there.
So, all right, so you know, there's no way to know before you go. I am a poet and didn't know it. But there's no way to know until you go. You got to check out a contact group, go. I mean, if you're interested in that sort of thing. And find out, you know, is it eventually leading to your wallet? And if it is, now there may be, in fact, there may be some legitimate expenses for a contact group if they're going to meet at a particular place and have to pay a fee to rent that place. Then they may ask for a donation or something like that. That would be legitimate. But
evaluate what you're going to do.
Yeah, evaluate it. All right, we have a flash message here from Mark in New Zealand, and it's pretty long. I'm going to summarize it. I will read the first part and then summarize the rest. He says, ignorance of the facts, especially natural phenomena. Unfortunately, there is a natural phenomena that occurs in the thermosphere that accounts for Ed Grimsley's supposed UFO war. And then he talks about 85 kilometers above the Earth, gaseous particle clouds are superheated by solar radiation to temperatures in excess of 2,500 degrees Celsius. And at this temperature, these particles are more correctly known as plasma. And then he says he watched a BBC documentary about this, and that once that happens, then they have these erratic movements and so forth. Mark, you're exactly right and wrong. Now, you're exactly right that that exists, and you're exactly right that it puts on quite a show sometimes. But here's the problem, several problems. One, I'm betting you have not done a Skywatch with night vision, because if you had, you would have seen that while that phenomena does exist, it doesn't form up in formations, and I mean very precise formations, and move together across the sky and then split apart and go do things and come back to formation.
Or fire beams at one another.
Well, now sometimes these plasma balls will discharge electricity. And so sometimes they do fire a shot of electricity from one plasma ball to another. But they don't move with intelligence, and they don't form up in formations. Now, if you go to YouTube, yes, you will find lots of crap over at YouTube. But if you go over there and search through the night vision videos, you will see the formations that I'm talking about. And you'll see there's one video over there where you can see it. They're forming up in a formation. They start to move. And then here comes another one real fast up behind it, gets into the formation, and they move across the sky, split up, go do things, and then come back to formation and change directions. That natural phenomena does not do that, but these things do. And I have seen them in formation like that. So we're not ignorant of this natural phenomena, but it is in the same category as saying that what we're talking about is birds. Or it's insects. This natural phenomena is rather spectacular. As a matter of fact, I think I've seen part of that same documentary. It's rather spectacular, but it's not intelligent. It's random. And so I think, you know, that doesn't account at all for what we're talking about, that people literally all over the world have seen. And, you know, it doesn't account for, you know, two pyramid-shaped craft emitting others and then flying away and leaving the others. Even if they hadn't done anything, it doesn't account for pyramid-shaped craft. I don't think you'd have two pyramid-shaped plasmas.
Well, Mark, I love New Zealand, and I plan on maybe someday having a home there and living. I spent a lot of time in New Zealand, and I have seen through night vision goggles in New Zealand and showed people there. And a lot of people keep it secret where they are and where their goggles are. But one night in Calistoga, I had two craft engage one another, and they flew in circles, and they'd fire, and they'd zigzag, and they'd do all these things. It was just amazing, and it was a Star Wars type battle, and they were around 120 to 150 miles up. And finally, the one in the lead got hit. He was firing back at one, and the other one was firing forward. And then when he was in the lead, they do a thing, then they zigzag left and right. So if the beam passes, they might be over here a split second and not get hit. But this one got hit. He blew up. And he had first and secondary explosions. This is the stuff that I experienced. And the other one turned and left him as he was blowing up. And then about a minute later, floating out there, a strobe light came on. A very, very bright strobe light came on. And it was the one that was blown up. And I've seen this many times. And I call it a rescue capsule. And in turn, one came from another direction and was hauling across the sky so fast, like he was hundreds of thousands of miles an hour coming in. And he got there, slowed up as if he put on his brakes, and was circling the strode craft. And it was doing probably a speed of what a satellite would do. Because it, whatever speed it was doing when it expelled itself from the main craft that got blown up. And then it was circling, and then two more craft came in formation.
All right, we have to take a break. Folks, we'll be back in just a moment more with that story and Ed Grimsley.
Sleep. She said she'd see me, but ain't that the way a broken heart should be? Yeah, a broken heart should be.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're on Final Approach. We're talking this evening with Ed Grimsley, and we're talking about night vision. All right, so Ed, as we went away for the break, you were telling us a story about this battle and this escape capsule, or you think it is.
No, I know it is. I've seen it so many times.
Well, you've seen it happen, but you don't know that's an escape capsule. You haven't seen it up close and seen that it is. You believe it is.
Well, let me put it this way. I know I've watched him many times and studied him, and I can only tell you that it's not a belief, it's a knowing.
You see it happen. You don't know what that is. That might not be an escape capsule. That may be their black box that jettisoned.
Could be. Mm-hmm. But something left. It escaped. And they came and they picked it up.
Yeah.
And the first one that got to the scene was circling, after it streaked across, it was circling the strobe light. And then two more came in from another direction, and one went to the far side and one started turning on the closer side. So they split a circle in half, and they were flying cover or protection or whatever you want to call it around it, while the first one that got there was picking it up, hooking it up, taking it in. And then it turned and went towards the moon, and the one-sided circle sped up and passed that one. And so it had one in the front, one behind it, and the one that had picked up the capsule or the strode in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I watched them for probably 7 minutes heading straight out going towards the moon. And his ideas about energy and things, I respect that. I know about it. But I also know what I see. And different times having craft go into a circle and circling battles and firing beams across the circle and making head-on runs and firing, coming forward, mm-hmm. zigzagging, and then firing when they're going back and firing at each other behind them. And the different things that I've seen in battle, I could write a book on battle techniques. It's okay to think I'm a little bit crazy, but I'm not. And I would welcome Mark to get with me sometime and go on a Skywatch. And I would be happy to show him what I've seen. And the thing is, he sounds intelligent. He sounds like he has good answers. But I have the facts. I have the knowledge. I've been there. If you knew how many thousands of craft I've seen and how many people I've taken out. The one man that was on earlier was a fireman chief of fire department in another state. And the Calistoga man, who was the chief of the fire department here, I would tell him about these things that took place, and he would look at me and, oh yeah, he's maybe a little crazy. And he'd be nice to me. And so I told him, stop being nice, damn it. Come out and watch. I will show you, and then you won't think I'm crazy. You'll be crazy like me. And he agreed to come out for an hour. He came out at 8 o'clock. It was dark enough to see. And I taught him how to use the goggles and what to see in that. And I spotted one, and I showed him. And then a moment later, he spotted two flying together. And then he spotted one chasing another one. And the one broke hard and just zoomed out of sight, way out, just sped up so much. And he's going, my God, I can't believe this. Well, that night, Steve, he was going to come for an hour. That meant he would have left at 9. And instead, he left at 2:30 in the morning. And we went to the Shell station and had a cup of coffee. He says, if my wife calls you, you tell her where I've been. And he says, I'll tell you what, you're right. I cannot believe the things I saw tonight, the different shape things. 3 and 4 in formations, traveling thousands and thousands of miles an hour. And I want to go out again, and I want to take my kids out. And I can't believe it. He said, it just puts me in a different perspective of what's going on around our Earth. And I says, I'm glad I haven't told you everything, or you might not, you might not survive.
You have had a number of celebrities that have shown up for Sky Watches with you, right?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely got some people that are well-known and celebrities. And one of the best-known ones is Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon and their son Jack. Uh-huh. And Sharon, at the time, saw one coming towards another one, and it fired on it and blew the other one up. And I call them the oh something glasses, because when you see something happen, you go, oops. Uh-huh. And I'm not giving the Kevin Smith Show, but it's sort of like, oh, devastation. But it's so real. And I know that I've got a lot of credit for doing this and working it, but if I didn't figure it out and tell the world, somebody sooner or later would. But one of the things I tell people when I tell them is because I really don't know who's fighting with who, and I don't know if it's part of our government or if it's something left over after the war and the Nazis and the aliens worked together and the Germans surrendered and the Nazis kept going. I don't know if that war is still going on. And I don't know if the Aryan Brotherhood is in command of anything, but the Germans, it's in the records that the Germans flew a craft to the moon in 1938 and back. And I believe that we have craft at the South Pole, in the Earth, and all around. And I want you to look at this because Denver, Colorado.
You got about a minute here.
Okay, about 6 months ago in Denver, Colorado, a guy was filming an area in downtown. Mm-hmm. And he played it at a different speed later, and he could see a little spacecraft come up out of the ground and zigzag and leave. And then later, he came back. And so he came back different days after days,
yeah,
and was filming it. And what I tell people about there are spacecraft that come from within the Earth, that's a fact. It's proven. You'll see it. And when I called the news station, they wanted to dummy up on me because they probably got told by the government, shut up, stop. And you'll find that that craft came right in, zoomed right down at tremendous speed, right to the ground. No explosions, no bangs, no booms, no nothing. And that, in turn, is proving there are spacecraft that come and go at will.
Well, you know, one of the television stations out there went out with this guy, set their camera up, and it was like, ha, 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 and then wham, it happened, just like he said at the time of day that he said it would happen. Hey, listen, we're out of time, and we've got to run. I want to thank you for being with me this evening, and if you will, just stay on the line with me for a little bit as we bring this one in for a close. Ladies and gentlemen, Ed Grimsley, it's been a while since he's been with us, but he was with us tonight. And we got to hear some stuff that we haven't heard. And some new developments in the world of Grimsley. And if you ever get a chance, if you ever get the chance to go do a Skywatch with Ed Grimsley, don't turn it down. Do it. It is an amazing experience. All right, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. And you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.